You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New research, which has been commissioned by the Helen Clark Foundation, shows that many are expressing concern for social cohesion in Aotearoa. Tuesday, Wire host Castor spoke to the movement building and advocacy director for Amnesty International Aotearoa, Lisa Woods, about this research and why people might be concerned for social cohesion in New Zealand.
So to start, what have we been seeing from this government for those in the research to have expressed concern about the state of democracy in Aotearoa?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been seeing so many reports recently on democratic backsliding and the rise of authoritarian systems, and no democracy is immune to this. And that's interesting because there have been a couple of reports that I've been looking recently that have raised some red flags. So, for example, one report that was just launched a couple of days ago from the Helen Clark Foundation raised some fundamental questions about our democracy. So, for example, one notable finding was that a third of respondents said having a strong leader who does not have to bother with parliament and elections would be a good way to govern. But this isn't the only report indicating a problem here in Aotearoa. A 2024 survey carried out by the OECD reported that only 44% of New Zealanders believed that the political system allowed people like them to have a say in what government does. So these are really concerning reports and red flags. But this is also, I think, important to note in a context of broader concerning features. So, for example, this includes what we've seen is government showing a complete disregard for Te Tiriti, which is a fundamental part of our constitutional makeup. We're seeing many communities facing deeply disturbing ongoing attacks. We're seeing people attacked for speaking out on human rights, for simply wanting to take part in societal conversations, and as a result, for fear of their safety, are having to step back. You know, we're seeing accountability and transparency challenged through issues like the use of urgency by successive governments and serious ongoing problems with the Official Information Act. So, you know, taken all together, these are not signs of a healthy, vibrant democracy.
And that report from the Helen Clark Foundation was looking into social cohesion. And when we're looking at that, I mean, what is social cohesion, I guess, and how do we see that in Aotearoa?
Yeah, so social cohesion is about the relationships and belonging and all of us being able to have conversations and work through things together, I guess, is maybe the most simplest way to describe it. And what the report was talking about was both the findings that I was talking about before. There were other concerning findings. So, for example, when asked about trusting the government in Wellington to do the right thing for people here, just over half said sometimes or never. So the report author, when they've been given interviews on it, have been talking about particular concern around the fracturing in society and the need for us to ensure that we're building a strong foundation for which we can all come together.
And if we're looking at threats to democracy, then moving from that, right, low social cohesion, what's the impact? What does it signal for democracy and its function?
Okay, as I said before, the thing is that while I don't think there's an immediate threat, no democracy is immune. And I think it's really important that, and one of the things that the authors were saying is that we need to recognise there's a problem and we need to take action. And when we're thinking about the context here in Aotearoa, this is about starting with upholding Te Tiriti and building that strong foundation for respectful relationships. Just what we were talking about before, how important that is, where respectful conversations can take place about what we need to do now and over the longer term on an ongoing basis. And this is really important, right? Because the work to build a strong society is ongoing. It never stops. And that's why upholding Te Tiriti, which provides that foundation, is just so fundamental for us going forward. But, you know, fundamentally, the government and all of us need to recognise that there's a problem. And we want to see the government working in partnership with communities to explore how we can strengthen our society. So, for example, how can people and communities be more empowered to influence policy and have a say over their future? And this is especially important because when our systems are designed so that we can all make a meaningful contribution, we all benefit in so many ways, from more well-rounded informed decision-making to stronger communities and feelings of belonging and connection, all that stuff is so important. But if we ignore the red flag, if decision makers bury their heads in the sand and refuse to make changes and meet this challenge, we risk democratic decline that puts human rights at risk across the board.
You mentioned earlier, I guess, the risk that social cohesion poses in other countries and to all democracies. We've seen recently issues with a lot of polarization overseas, particularly in the United States recently, just this year and this past few years, I guess. How does that relate to what we're seeing here in Aotearoa?
In terms of the research that just came out from Helen Clark Foundation, they do talk about that as a really deep concern, that polarisation. And I think when I think about that, there are a couple of things that come to mind. One is the importance that we get that foundation right for here in Aotearoa, that we're supporting that Te Tiriti-centric foundation that can provide that place of belonging that we all need. And so it's so important we're starting from that point. But another thing that also comes to mind is the role that community organisations play. And something we are hearing from a lot from community organisations that have traditionally have provided the sort of spaces where people could come and connect is that they're really struggling to do that because of funding. And they're under deep financial strain. And so what they can provide is at risk of being scaled back. And that could include the spaces that enable people to come together. So there's all these red flags that are really serious. And as I said, although the threat isn't imminent, those red flags are there and we need to recognise them. And I think, as I said, in Aotearoa it's so important that we're starting with the right foundation, and that's about upholding Te Tiriti that can give us that strong foundation for respectful relationships. And it's about government talking and working with communities about how we can strengthen our society, about how people can have more of a say over their future.
And that was Movement Building and Advocacy Director for Amnesty International Aotearoa, Lisa Woods, talking to us about new research showing that many were concerned for social cohesion in the country.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.